Mr. Kill by Martin Limon. Narrated by Peter Burkrot. Chapter 1. Hot metal shrieked as the Blue Train Express from Pusan braked its way into the vast yard of Seoul Yok, the downtown Seoul railroad station. Someone barked an order. Two squads of khaki-clad Korean National Policemen fanned out along the cement platform, prowling like shadows through roiling clouds of vapor. "Whoever this guy is," Ernie told me, "GI or not, he's about to be introduced to a whole world of butt-kick." "My name is George Sueño. I'm an investigator for the Criminal Investigation Division of the 8th United States Army in Seoul, Republic of Korea. My partner, Ernie Bascom, and I stood with our backs against brick, waiting in this overcast afternoon for the arrival of a train that, according to railroad authorities, held tragedy. The Blue Train engineer radioed ahead that a female passenger in car number 3 had been threatened with a knife and raped. She was found by one of the stewardesses cowering in the lavatory, too incoherent to give much information, but claiming that the perpetrator had been a Kochengji, a big nose. In other words, a foreigner. In the early 70s, what with 700,000 fire-breathing communist soldiers on the far side of the DMZ, just 30 miles north of here, there weren't many tourists in the Republic of Korea. Nor were there many European businessmen, and only a smattering of diplomats. The foreigners most likely to be using the Blue Train on this Monday morning were Miguks, Americans. And those Americans were most likely to be among the 50,000.